This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Holding Avos Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. We're finishing on Mishnah Hey. We're in the Memchas Kinyanei Torah. We're holding now the number we're holding in Tezai, the Miut Shena, with a limited amount of sleep. The Mishnah is telling us that a person has, in order to acquire Torah, it has to be with a limited amount of sleep. Less sleep. He sleeps less in order to be able to learn more Torah. And as, because Ribui Shena maybe wrote not only Hefzis Man, Lagam La'atzlus, it was at least a laziness. However, too little sleep causes a very weakness of the body. As the Chazal gives the Sivan, Yoshanti Oz Yanuachli. So Chazal give a Ram as Oz, Vigamash Shmoina. The person has to sleep 8 hours in the day. And that, you know, as everyone knows, the famous level of the stipend that you sleep 8 hours a day, which is a lot. And you take care of your bodily functions, and the davening, which is 2 hours a day, by davening, 2 hours a day of bodily functions, and meals, and everything like that. That's 12, you should have 12 hours to learn. And the stipend says if you follow that pattern, you can become a god of a Torah. You don't have to sleep, no, but you know, you sleep as much as you need to give you energy. And the famous Taz in Evan Ezra says, the person, if he's sleeping because he knows he needs that koch in order to learn better and learn properly, he says he gets tremendous reward, just like the guy pushes sleep from his eyes in a way that he's not able to focus. But again, a person that's able to push away sleep and have and survive and sustain himself and to be able to learn and to have a full focused head, in the Chanami, it's a tremendous thing. As the Chazal told us, Elu Tamid Choshev Nadas in Shnei and Shnei Meinem. They remove the Morning Super. Says they remove sleep from their eyes. Okay, and so it's Miat same with Miat Sich also. She might Lambad of the Binyan Echulin from a Shomer with the Bayat Bamadur Mecherim. The person should lessen his talking, his schmoozing. Talking about unimportant matters is a waste of time. And the Tfeshot says, Lamaisa, it says only less talking. Tfeshot says, a little conversation is good because it relaxes the mind. So if I need a little conversation, a person now on that Madrega, we can't talk at all. If I care, he could really go get damaged mentally if he doesn't talk at all sometimes because it leads to just an explosion. A person needs to learn. That's the same thing as going. It says, Niyotzicha, that you need, it's not going to say that. To lessen dafka, but you need a little bit of sleep, a little bit of talk in order to take away the pressure. And if that's number, so Miyot Shena was 16, Miyot Tzicha 17, Miyot Tainug is number 18, but Miyot Tainug, that a person's memayat, the lessening of the Tainug in his life, pleasurable things, it means he doesn't chase after luxuries and comforts. Because a life of self-gratification is not compatible with a life of devotion to Torah, says Nachas Avos. And also, obviously a person has to do something in order to have more strength to learn, in order that it doesn't overindulge, less pleasure, a little pleasure is good, but not too much. A little pleasure doesn't need that, he needs a little bit of oynik, oynik Shabbos, doesn't need some of oynik in his life, again, to give him the chkoichos and give him the simcha, as we'll see later on, the importance of simcha, the miyatzchoik, B'miyatzchoik, and we had before Simcha already, right? There's the test. So you see, in Puerto Rico, Simcha. B'miyatzchoik, and the last third, the fourth miyat was the 19th one, the lesson joking around. As we know, joking and frivolity can lead a person to morality. But again, joking has a mockery. More in Shabbos, Taflam itself tells us that, was a psalchim that Rab, before he started the Shir, Rab, I'm sorry, before he started the Shir, would say a joke in order to get the hearts going. So that's why it's a miyut tzchok, the lesson of the tzchok. Miyut is always good. That's the marchet leiv of the Talmidim. It gets the emotions going, so a little bit. And the fifth miyut is miyut derech eretz. He should remind his asoka of ashoinim. When Magal Mabrius is into actual people and his asoka of his business dealings, a person has been reminded in is working for his income. Again, not no working. Avada, you have to do some people have to do some work, but avada means if you want to be koin the Torah, you have to be you have to make your Torah the ikur.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.